Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ron Onesti, he's got the theater in St. Charles, part of that. He's won 3 Emmys for The Happiness Club, which is a PBS special highlighting the singing, dancing, and choreography by inner-city kids against drugs and violence. I did not know that until today. I've seen him on Channel 11. Now, Ron, I'm so glad you're on. And, you know, before we get going on something else, the eclectic lineup that you bring to this area is really quite astounding.
Well, yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Let me tell you something. You know how excited I am to talk to you?
Oh, come on. Ron.
John, come on. I mean, you know, we'll take a vote right now. Everybody, raise your hand if you think John Records Landecker is not one of the most amazing individuals in radio and brought us up on the music of our lives. So thank you, John, for all that you've done for us, really.
I can see that a lot of those people who are raising their hands didn't use deodorant today. Thank you. Thank you very much. So now listen, who else books in the same venue? Let's see. Mickey Rooney. Pat Benatar. Yeah. And Kevin Costner.
Well, you know what? And that's the funny thing about it, John. It's not just booking them, but having the same week. I mean, we'll have like Paul Anka, Bret Michaels of Poison, and Slayer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's and I'm really proud of that because you know that old saying about you know you can't be all things to all people.
Right.
That's typically true. But I sure as hell am trying because music is what we need. Music is what's getting us out of this thing, and we're so excited, hopefully, to come back really, really soon with it.
Well, I'd be hard-pressed, and I wouldn't even want to find any venue in the country that has the kind of lineup that you bring to this area. I mean, really. It's quite astounding.
About it. We've gotten messages that we're probably the stage that's hosted more Rock and Roll Hall of Famers than any other stage in the country.
No doubt.
And, you know, I really focus on the music, again, of our lives, everything. And I have speakeasies. So technically, you know, you come here, you can experience the music of the 20s and 30s. We do the big band. We got Glenn Miller Band and that kind of stuff. And then, of course, our 50s and 60s and 70s that we love, John.
You know what? It's like a pledge night every night.
It really is, man. It really is.
Yeah, I've seen on – I used to do some of those pledge things a few years ago, and I've seen you do them. And the one thing is that how rock and roll has become a cornerstone, if you will, of a lot of the pledge nights. I mean, I did a night which was a really bad black and white. Well, it wasn't that bad, but it was early, somewhere in the late 60s. It was the Rolling Stones. And a bunch of other people, including Leslie Gore and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, all on one stage in Santa Monica, California.
Wow.
And Leslie Gore had higher billing than the Rolling Stones. And this is on Channel 11. But anyway, this is on Channel, that's my point, is on Channel 11. You know, it's like I grew up thinking, oh, well, that's, you know, that's Carl Grapentine, and that's nothing but classical music. But no, that place has gone nuts.
You know what? That's that Masterpiece Theater stuff that we did. You know, our parents were watching. We were growing up on PBS. You know, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of in between. You had Mister Rogers and Sesame Street and Electric Company, and then you jumped right to you know classical music. There's nothing in between.
Exactly.
You finally realize that the people that are supporting that kind of thing are the ones that are loving the music of the '60s and '70s,
and they're the ones who are watching now, and they're the ones who got the dollars and want to make a gift donation for or whatever terminology they're using.
I mean, that's people just love that they come here and when we have you know you open your show with the guys from our Cornerstones of Rock project, you're talking about you know just the superstars of garage rock that you know big around the country, big around the world. But so big here in Chicago, Ides of March, Buckingham's, Crying Shames, New Colony 6, Shadows of Night, Alyona Haynes, Jeremiah, so many of those guys. And put them all together on one stage. I tell you, is one of those shows, John, that people get so freaking emotional about. I mean, they cry. So many hits.
Yeah.
And that brings it back so many memories.
Well, I would guess, because it certainly is the way it works in my mind, is I've heard it said that the songs that you listen to when you were in high school, and it doesn't matter if it's high school now, high school 20 years ago, high school in the 60s, that's the music that you're going to retain for the rest of your life. That's what I heard. Whether or not that's true, I don't know.
No, I mean, that's for the most part, that's true. I would say that. In fact, I used to say that, and I would argue that because, you know, I was listening to everything from Jethro Tull and ELO and, you know, Rush and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the 70s. I'm a young guy
right.
in my world, actually.
But, that's true.
But you know what, John? It's interesting because you say that, and that's the music of your high school years typically becomes the music of your life. However, you look at the kids today, and that's what is really, you know, warms my heart when the dads are bringing their 14-year-old
right.
sons,
yeah.
and they got Zeppelin shirts on. And
right.
We got the young girls
right.
here with, you know, Joan Jett shirts and Pat Benatar, and my daughter's 16, and her and her friends know every word to every Journey song, every Skinner song, every Zeppelin song. You know, Billy Joel. I mean, they. You know, we're in the car and listen to that stuff. You know,
yeah.
And that's so. It's not so much of the Ariana Grandes or whatever.
No,
that's
I know.
Right now,
right.
It's more about the classic rock.
Well, check them. Check those kids out in about 25 years, because I know that the music that you're talking about, the quote-unquote classic rock, if you will, is, and this is sort of a redundant statement, is the reason
right.
the reason that they invented, somebody in radio invented classic rock. And it's been around long enough, and the artists that are part of classic rock are repeated over and over and over again, and
yeah.
and the kids are on it. Then they go to the movies, okay, even like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 had Lakeshore mm-hmm. had Lakeshore Drive by Elliot Hood and James and Jeremiah. Hello, John.
Right.
As part of the soundtrack.
Hero.
You know, as part of the soundtrack.
Hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and then
really.
There's commercials on TV. Nothing sells like the music that Ron Onesti books at his theater, I'll tell you. 744 at 720 WGN. We're going to do more when we come back at 720 WGN. Oh, yes, we care. 720 WGN. There's Carol Giammarisi and the Buckinghams on stage with Ron Onesti and the, I guess that was still the Cornerstones of Rock concert, which was absolutely a great idea. And that whole,
yeah.
and the whole punk band thing was awesome.
Yeah.
So here we have the summer season coming up. They announced Lollapalooza today. What are you doing? What are your plans? Can you tell us anything about what's going
to
go on?
Hear those announcements because you know, we're all just everybody's been waiting on bated breath for some sort of direction. I mean, that's been the hardest part about this whole thing, just not knowing, you know, all, so many customers. Are you opening? Are these tickets good? Are you rescheduling? We're like,
yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Right.
But it felt very demeaning on our part. But bottom line here is it looks like the mayor is opening up the city and the suburbs. Usually follow what goes on in the city of Chicago. The governor's looks like it's opening. Obviously, they announced Lollapalooza. So it looks like I'm starting to open up the theater, looks like in July.
Great. Do you have any, can you give us any indication you're bringing in? Or is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not too much of a secret, John, because most of the shows we already had booked, we just moved them. I mean, I had to move Paul Anka 5 times. so many of these shows. And, you know, Mr. Anka's a great guy, but, you know, he's not a guy that you like to, to upset. And to call Paul Anka 5 times and go, Mr. A, it's me again. What do you want? You're not moving me again, are you? Well, so I had to go through that 5 times. But with so many people, John, that's the thing. So, you know, one of the things that looks like they were opening up was in July. There's a band
yeah.
that we couldn't move, and it could work out because there's visas from Russia. It's a Russian band that does a tribute to the band Chicago.
Oh, my.
I
know exactly that group you're talking about.
Yeah,
I've seen
they're taking
videos.
The world by storm. People are going out of their minds. It's called Leonid and Friends.
Yes, yes, yes. They sound amazing.
I mean, Chicago's actually reached out to them to say, you know what, you guys are the real deal. And yeah. So it looks like at this point we're opening up July 10th with them because they're already scheduled.
Do you know what motivated them to start learning Chicago music and doing their cover versions of it? Has anybody given you any idea how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I've had those guys several times. I got to be good friends with them, and you know, I've asked them that question, and they, you know, it just started out. I mean, you know, the crux of the band, just like the real band, is the horn section, mm-hmm. and they're athletic. I mean, the way if they're like, it's incredible, the horn section, just the excitement and the fun and the passion, and they just have such a they do such a great job, and that was one of the things that they were talking about is that mm-hmm. you know, if you go to their show, you realize, you look at the songs. I mean, we've all been to the Chicago shows. I know you've been to 100 of them. Yep. You've all been to Chicago tribute bands. And there's a few yep. good ones around the Chicagoland area. And it's all pretty much the same thing. Chicago 9, the greatest hits album, and a couple others. Right? You know, If You Leave Me Now, and a few of those.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But they do things. They'll do, you know, Dialogue 1 and 2, Question mm-hmm. 67, 68. They'll go some deep cuts that you wouldn't yeah. hear in any of the shows. And they're just really about the music, the musicality of Chicago music. And it's incredible. And like I said, the electricity, it's like no other show you'll see. It's amazing what those guys do up there.
Well, you know, it would not be so out of the question for a group to find that they liked Chicago music so much that they would form a group and cover the songs and do the things like you're talking about, like Dialogue and things like that, the deep cuts, as you say, that in itself would not be so unusual, perhaps. But then you add Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How do you get these guys out of Russia, Ron?
Well, you know, that's the thing, because, you know, obviously Russia and American relations have been up and down over the
yeah.
decades. So, you know, it's really an interesting thing with regards to international diplomacy.
Oh,
and we've actually
God.
Gone down that road. I mean, the Russian community, and we've gotten together with them to make sure that we're all doing the right thing here. Because I don't get into politics very much. I really don't.
Oh,
you know, I'm a music guy, you know. I'm a meatball guy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm staying as far away, you know, from this as I can.
You
However,
know it.
getting involved with you know, that kind of a thing. It's bringing us together, and it's actually improved Russian relations. I mean, it really is a testimony. We always talk about John, you know, the power of music and healing
right,
and other things. But same thing here with everything that everyone's dealing with. There's nothing like the power of music.
Well, you know, if you're just taking this one group as an example, if you think about the timeline, I guess that would be the word of the band Chicago, the music coming out, being played on radio in the United States, then somehow filtering into Russia, how that happens, I'm not quite sure. I'd love to know. And a group of musicians there identify with it so much that they decide to cover it. They put it on social media, and they've been to St. Charles. So,
well, think about it, you know, I mean, if you really think about it, first of all, you know, when you go to other countries, many of them are, you know, many of them are still kind of musically living in the 60s and 70s. But not only that, if you're a horn band, and that's what they are, they love the horns, you think of some of the great horn bands, your Blood, Sweat, Your Tears, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tower of Power, you know, they've got their hits, but they're done with the hits for the most part. Chicago's got, what, 50 albums? it's your 50th anniversary of 50 albums this year. I mean, really, it's a band that has stayed relevant, has remained touring excessively, and really has so many hits from different eras.
Right.
If I'm a horn band in Russia, I'm thinking, you know what? Let's do Chicago.
Right. Yeah. The horn band. Do you remember? Do you know a band? I think they were called Chase. Do you know that band? They were a horn band, weren't they? I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. Get It On or some song like that.
Yeah, there was like it was like a one hit wonder for the most part.
Oh yeah,
but,
it was a one hit wonder. Yeah,
it was like a horn jam band. You know the jam bands you have now with the guitars and your Grateful Dead style jam band. That's their horn jam band. They just kind of play for hours, like one song.
Ron Onesti's with us. We're about to run out of time.
No.
Yeah.
This is my but, time with know, John Rucker's Landdecker.
I'm not come on now, Ron.
Radio Land, but this is our time, John.
You can.
I'm excited about it.
Well, you've got to come back. Come on, man.
Absolutely.
So look for more news because we'll pass it along about what's going on out there in St. Charles. And, you know, we're all going to be following the developing music scene. And you know and I know that what's going on today doesn't necessarily mean it's going on tomorrow the way
it's going. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Now more than ever. That is the case. And let me just throw one last shameless plug out there.
Oh,
you know, we've got St. Charles here. It's our 16th year. We're really excited about all the renovations with new restrooms and new HVAC and a great stage and just all new restaurants. But also, we're opening up the Displanes Theater very soon, probably in July or August as well. Another 1925 completely renovated place that'll be just like the Arcata Theater. So stay on the lookout for information about that as well.
Ron, I think you're on to something.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us, and all the best to you. Stay safe.
Hey, same to you, John. God bless you, and thank you for everything. Sincerely, all kidding aside, it is an honor to talk to you, John.
Oh, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.